In the last weekend of campaigning before the March 15 Fort McMurray-Lac La Biche provincial by-election, UCP candidate Brian Jean says that while the door knocking is important, it's the windows he's more interested in. The Fort McMurray businessman and former provincial and federal political representative says this by-election and the state of provincial politics is like a full house renovation to have more windows and less doors. It's not just a fresh coat of paint that we are talking about here, it's a total remodel, he says, of the current provincial political landscape. We need more windows, more transparency, not more closed doors. Jean has been very transparent in his campaign and long-standing opposition against current UCP leader and Alberta Premier Jason Kenney. Jean wants to win the MLA seat and then contest Kenney's leadership at the first available opportunity. He says if the current leadership remains the same, the political values that he strongly believes in will be lost. And other political adversaries know it too. They smell blood in the water, he said of the province's NDP and other parties vying for the MLA seat that was vacated last August when former MLA Layla Goodridge abruptly left her provincial position to be appointed as the area's federal MP. There's no denying, says Jean, that there's turmoil in the UCP party that he so desperately wants to join. He understands the focus on the by-election, the seat and the UCP's future. He blames all the troubles squarely on the current leadership. Realizing that the province has had to tackle some very challenging issues like the health crisis and lagging natural resource values, Jean said it's not what the current premier has done, it's how he's done it. The major issue with Jason Kenney is that it's not what decisions he's made, but how he has made them, said Jean, explaining Kenney as a politician who acts without listening to the public. A good leader brings the people with you. Clearly, he hasn't. They smell blood in the water, UCP candidate Brian Jean about other parties looking to take advantage of reported rifts in the UCP government. First things first, Jean realizes that despite his very public attacks on the provincial leadership, his first step has to be to secure a seat in his home constituency. Jean was the area's three-term federal MP from 2004 to 2014, when he resigned abruptly for personal reasons. He was also the MLA and leader of the province's opposition Wildrose Party following the 2015 provincial election. In that election, he beat political newcomer and returning 2022 NDP candidate Arianna Mancini, taking 2,900 of the 6,800 votes cast to her 2,000. Jean remained as the MLA until he resigned in 2018 after losing to Kenney in a contentious leadership race after his party and the provincial Conservatives merged. That leadership, says Jean, pulling no punches was won by cheating. He says an RCMP investigation into that vote is still ongoing. Jean isn't the only one pulling no punches in the by-election battle. Campaign attacks from the NDP and Wildrose Independence Party have criticized Jean for his abrupt departures from federal and provincial politics in the past, calling into question his commitment and dedication. Wildrose Independence Party leader Paul Hinman has also made public attacks that Jean isn't doing enough to protect and promote Alberta's oil sands. Hinman sees the area's natural resources would support the province if it broke free from Confederation. It's a desirable seat in an election that Hinman has called one of the most important decisions for northeastern Alberta voters in a very long time. Jean says the new Wildrose Independence Party isn't the party he was involved in before his most recent departure. Jean can't understand how a party pushing to be cut loose of the national fabric can have a place in a democratic process. I don't think that even separatists would vote for a separatist party, he said, dismissing Hinman and his claims. Home, despite setting his sights on the entire province's future, Jean says his forward outlook is based firmly on his northeastern Alberta home. He says, community is the word that leads him from the day-to-day challenges of his regional neighbors to the bigger picture of provincial affairs and onto the world's view of the province. He's proud of his home-based connections and infuses them into his political life. You want to have someone represent you who lives in the same place with the same goals and objectives, he said. I want to make it better for my kids to live and work here and our grandkids. When asked if he was excited at the thought he could be the next premier of Alberta, Jean's demeanor eased a little from his campaign's fighting stance. He said he is excited, but more excited for the people of Alberta. A good leader brings the people with you, lets them know what is happening, he said, firing one last shot toward the current provincial leader and underlining his next step if he wins the by-election. Jason Kenney hasn't done that. If I get to be premier, then everyone in Alberta gets to be premier.